I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The Lane Community College Student Productions Association presents Sarah Rule's play In the Next Room, or The Vibrator Play, in the Blue Door Theater on the main LCC campus in Eugene, November 13th through 23rd. The Tony-nominated play is directed by Willow Norton, who returns to the Willamette Valley from her current home in New York City and joins us in the KLCC studios. Welcome home, Willow.
Thank you.
Why don't you give us a brief synopsis of this play, if you would?
Absolutely. In the Next Room, or The Vibrator Play, is a comedy about marriage, intimacy, and electricity. It's set in the 1880s at the dawn of electricity and is based on the bizarre historical fact that doctors use vibrators to treat hysterical women.
And how were hysterical women defined?
Oh, it's great. The doctor says that these vibrators could treat anything from the common cold to a headache. But mostly it's for women that, you know, have no intimacy or affection in their lives, and they become repressed and looking for an outlet. And these husbands that are, you know, disappointed that their wives aren't interested in them anymore take them to the doctor.
And what from the Victorian experiences of the play's characters is particularly relevant for men and women today?
Well, they're still asking the same questions about identity and intimacy and relationships that we're asking now. The play is set in the 1880s, but it's actually written in 2009. And the playwright lets the subtext and the thoughts that the characters are having be contemporary. They're really thinking contemporary thoughts and asking questions that we're asking now about our bodies and how do we relate when we're in a marriage or in a friendship, sexually, and just as a human being in our world.
The thought of using a vibrator to treat hysteria seems like a comical one in a certain sense, but was there a grain of truth in any direction in terms of what they were trying to accomplish?
Absolutely. It used to be called the manual treatment when you do pelvic massage. And doctors actually suffered from carpal tunnel and issues with their fingers because it would take sometimes hours for women to have a paroxysm, as they called it. And so it was really exciting when there were these inventors that created electrical devices, because then it would only take maybe 2 to 3 minutes versus some of these doctors would lose their practice because their hands wouldn't work and they'd have to ice them for countless hours. Vibrators really were a typical domestic household item that housewives would purchase, and there were ads in like Sears Roebuck for them. And it really wasn't even till the 1920s that it was thought of as pornography.
So there was an increase in repression rather than an elimination of it, at least for a while.
Yes, absolutely. It wasn't thought that this was something you ever did with your husband. That a good husband was someone that came to their wife in the dark and, you know, made it quick and painless. And then the doctor would, you know, do the treatment. And that those were totally separate things. And they were not thought of, you know, as erotic or sexual. It was treatment and it was doing what your husband needed.
How is all this represented on stage? This could be a very explicit topic. How is it handled?
Well, there's an elegance and an innocence that we approach the sexual moments in the play. And that's really, I got to give credit to Sarah Rule. She really makes it about that the doctor truly wants to treat his patients. And he comes at it with a kindness and compassion for these people, that he really believes that this is an electrical key. The idea that a vibrator can cure someone and bring roses back to their cheeks and happiness to these women's lives. And then the patients, they also believe it the same thing. They say they're getting their medicine. So when the doctor's wife asks, you know, well, I want to try it. Let me be your patient. He says, it's medicine, my love. You are healthy and you don't need such things.
Is this a family-friendly play as defined by current societal norms?
I would say that this is for mature audiences and not for children. It could definitely be in that, you know, PG-13 rating. It's really about the idea and your imagination and the magic and the innocence of the romantic moments.
And what in the end do you hope this play will contribute to that dialogue about what a relationship can be and health and sexuality?
Well, I hope that audience members walk away smiling and, you know, listening to their partners and also listening to themselves, because it really is also about listening to your heart and being honest in your relationship and, you know, you never know what can come by, you know, saying your truth to your partner, and people that love you will accept that.
Willa Norton, director of In the Next Room or The Vibrator Play, presented by the Lane Community College Student Productions Association in the Blue Door Theater on the main LCC campus in Eugene. The play runs from Wednesday, November 13th through Saturday, November 23rd. Tickets via lanecc.edu/tickets or from the Blue Door box office. Thank you for coming in, Willa.
Thank you so much.
For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.